Hi, this is Andy Harris, and the Harlem Globetrotters World Tour 2025 will be at the Denny Sanford Premier Center next Thursday night. Tickets available at DennySanfordPremierCenter.com. And so glad to be talking today with Jett Rivers of the Harlem Globetrotters. Hello, Jett.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, that is my pleasure. Personally, I don't know a single person who has never seen the Harlem Globetrotters in person. Everybody is excited about it here in Sioux Falls. I think you're going to have a great crowd next Thursday night.
Oh, man, I already know it will be. I mean, I've played in Sioux Falls a couple of times, and every time I play there, there's always a good reception from the fans, and everybody always has a good time.
Now, you have had kind of an interesting path to where you are today. Your love for the game of basketball started when you were very young.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I started playing basketball when I was 4 years old. My uncle introduced me to the game, and he told me everything I know about it. And once I got that ball in my hand, I just kind of started growing the love for the game, and I started wanting to get better and work on my craft and, you know, become the best basketball player I could possibly become.
Do you remember the first time you saw the Globetrotters?
I do. I remember I was a kid, and the only thing I really remember is looking up and saying, wow, those guys are so tall, man. So, I don't remember the actual game because I was pretty young, but I remember thinking, like, wow, these guys are tall.
So the Globetrotters, you know, they come out and they do a show. It's really more of a show than a game, but it's really both, I guess. So the Globetrotters come out, you do what you do, and there has to be another team. And of course, it's always been the Washington Generals. You were with that team at one time. How did you go from the Generals to the Globetrotters?
They saw me play, and they saw my potential. They saw my talent, and they felt like I would be a good fit for the team. And after I played for a year, I kind of knew that it was a possibility that I would become a Globetrotter.
Now, before that time, to backtrack a little bit in your life, was there a time where you thought, boy, I'd love to be one of the Harlem Globetrotters?
Honestly, man, I've never even thought about being a Harlem Globetrotter. I just always wanted to be a professional athlete, a professional basketball player. But what better way to be a professional basketball player than to play for one of the most prestigious teams in the history of sports in the world, famous Harlem Globetrotters? I mean, we're pushing 100 years. To be part of a legacy like that is incredible. And I'm glad that, you know, I was able to play professionally in the way that I'm playing.
Among your highlights and awards and experiences, where does being a Globetrotter rank among all that?
It ranks pretty high because, you know, we've done so many things and I've got the opportunity to do a lot of things that, you know, some people would never get a chance to do it, and I'm grateful for that.
Jett, what's your favorite part of the Globetrotters appearances or games or shows, however you want to put that? What's your favorite part of it?
My answer is going to sound kind of cliche, but my favorite part is, you know, positively affecting the youth and the kids and being able to interact with the fans, especially the kids, because I remember when I was a kid and I remember, you know, going to games and seeing guys who I might have thought was famous or seeing guys who I looked up to. When I'm, you know, interacting with the fans and talking to the kids, I keep that in mind. And just to be able to see their face light up like my face once did for somebody who I looked up to is incredible.
Jett Rivers of the Harlem Globetrotters, the World Tour at the Denny Sanford Premier Center, Thursday, March 13th. Tickets available at DennySanfordPremierCenter.com. Jett Rivers, thanks so much.
Of course, man. Thanks for having me.